Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and we have a challenge.
David, we are very lucky and very fortunate that we have a friend, Elliot Spitzer, and the Spitzer Foundation. And here's what they're going to do. They'll say, okay, $25,000 if you can make $500,000 before the drive begins. Now, look, folks, we have a very good shot here to do this because there's over $300,000 in the lockbox that people have just been putting in there. So if we make this $200,000, we have about 3 weeks to do it in. Let's make it happen. It'll be tough, but hey, we've always done it together, and let's do it this time.
And for a $100 pledge,
you get a WAMC beautiful tote.
Look at that.
It's huge. It can carry all your groceries if you go into the grocery store. It's got WAMC Northeast Public Radio, huge, on one side. And people will see it, and somebody will come up to you and say, I didn't know you liked WAMC. And 2 weeks later, there'll be a marriage. And on the other side, a beautiful picture of the lockbox itself.
Somebody might say, what's that?
You'll say, that's the lockbox. 2 weeks later, you'll be married.
And put some money in. Well, the fund drive starts February 1st, Monday. At 6 a.m. You have until then. Don't procrastinate.
No, it's the curse of American youth.
We go from that to Mexico City, Alan. How about this story that came out over the weekend? Mexico has begun the process of extraditing drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States after the famed fugitive was recaptured following a dramatic month-long hunt, which was aided by, of all people, movie star Sean Penn, who met with El Chapo for an interview in his hideout, which was in Rolling Stone magazine.
Well, yes, he did this interview. There will be people who don't like it. There'll be people who say he had no business messing with El Chapo. But apparently, one of the ways they found this guy this time was to go through the process of his ego. He wanted to have a movie or documentary made about him, and he agreed to this interview. As for Sean Penn, we'll have to see whether he was on the side of the gods on this one.
This from the New York Times. For Republicans mounting fears of lasting split, Alan. The Republican Party is facing a historic split over its fundamental principles and identity as its once powerful establishment grapples with an eruption of class tensions, ethnic resentments, and mistrust among working class conservatives who are demanding a presidential nominee who represents their interests.
David, this is tough. You know, this is the party of Rockefeller and of Lincoln, a balanced party. It's on the side of business, you know, obviously, and corporate interests. But it has always been a party that has been grounded. Along comes the non-grounded folks, the people who realize that a very specific group show up for Republican primaries, are playing to them, and this is hellish. So what do you do if you are one of the establishment people who say, this is not the party of Eisenhower, this is something else, and we don't know what to do about this? Well, that's what this article is all about this morning in the Times, which signifies that we are in a place where the Republican Party could be split asunder.
Bipartisan group of New York politicians push to give voters recall power. This is from Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News this morning, Alan, and it says that the bipartisan group of state lawmakers will hold a press conference today. It involves Assemblyman Luis Sepulveda of the Bronx and Senator Tony Avella, who introduced prior legislation.
Well, good. I mean, it's not a bad idea. You want to pull somebody back, it's good. That can work for you or against you at particular places, depending on what your politics are. But it doesn't do the two things I know will really clean up Albany. One is initiative and referendum. If there is self-serving legislation passed, you put something on the ballot and you say, no, you may not steal, pensions can be taken away and all the rest. People can do that and they'd pass overwhelmingly. And the second, of course, is term limits. New York City has it. It's worked extraordinarily well, except when Mike Bloomberg came along and put some extra money in to assure a third term for himself. But basically, New Yorkers love it. There's no reason it shouldn't be a state law. The reason it won't happen, at least yet, is because these people are coming up with half yes measures as opposed to doing the real thing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. February 1st, 6 a.m., the fund drive, WAMC.org, to put your money in the lockbox.
WAMC.org, it is so important, David.